Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. What a night up at Fulton High School last night as the Rockridge Rockets make a road trip into Whiteside County and rally from an impressive second half deficit and win 40-39. Coach, I don't know how to start our conversation other than, man, what a comeback and what a wild game last night.
Yeah, I have no clue where to start either. I think, you know, in the post game on WRMJ, it was kind of the same question to start with last night. I think I had like a 5-second pause. I didn't know where to start. You know, it's just so happy for the kids because it, you know, and this is me just complaining, but the past couple of years, it seems like anything that could go wrong has gone wrong for us, you know, especially like in the postseason with injuries. And, you know, it just seemed like one of those nights where everything was going wrong. And to have the kids have something like that go right for them, you just felt so good for the guys.
Well, and then, you know, you talk about kind of the situation the last couple of years where it's been a key injury. I mean, you had to be thinking that last night in the middle portion of that game is Nathan Partridge having a pretty big game. And I'm trying to figure out how he had 200 plus yards rushing and he played only a couple of quarters, but he had to go through the concussion protocol to get back in that game. And I assume early there was the possibility where you're thinking, oh man, this is going to happen again. And he's not going to be able to play tonight and then possibly maybe next week, but he did return. But I know in the back of your mind you had to be thinking that a little bit last night.
Yeah, we were. You know, it's a couple of guys just have had incredible bad luck, you know, with Michael Griffin, you know, and it's been something every year. That kid works as hard as anybody, and he just such bad luck, and your heart just breaks for him because he just wants to be out there. And you know, he's able to go defense right now, but with his cast, he, you know, offense is trouble. So, and then that happens and you're thinking, man, what else? You know, it's just that you can't help it. Stuff like that creeps in your head. You just feel horrible for him.
Well, and you look at, you know, the situation last night. So Partridge able to come back after that injury, and then Michael Griffin makes a huge play at the very end. I saw some of the pictures this morning. You know, you score to go up one, I think a minute 30 or something like that left to play, and Fulton's able to march the ball down the field and get in the red zone. But Griffin makes a one-handed, I guess, poster grab, as they say, in the end zone to kind of secure the deal for Rockridge. It came down to the wire again last night like it did really the couple times you met him last year.
Yeah, it was a great game. You know, they do a good job of scouting us and knowing what we do defensively, and they put together some tough things against us. You know, it seems like every time we play them, there's – one or two things that they do different that kind of get us and we have to try to adjust to, you know, and that wasn't any different last night. There was like three touchdowns on the board quick on two different plays they were doing. And we had to, at halftime, you know, make a wholesale adjustment on a couple things. And the guys did a great job, you know, and they were able to communicate with us and you know, yeah, you're talking about the end of the game. They're just, you know, and I was talking about how your heart breaks for some of those guys that get hurt, but you know, what a great moment for Michael to be able to do that. And the catch was just unbelievable. You know, it was, I think everybody was saying it was an OBJ catch, you know, an old Beckham Jr. I mean, it was. His hand was over his head behind him, and he brought the ball back one-handed with, and that was with his left hand, so his non-dominant hand, so it was unreal. You just feel so happy for him that, you know, hopefully things start going right for him, that with that maybe he gets some momentum and his cast comes off in a week or two and you know, we're going in the right direction.
Well, and getting back to then Partridge, so he was cleared then after he went through the concussion protocol then and returned, I think, in the fourth quarter, you told me off the air. So he's pretty much good going forward. I mean, you feel good about that?
Yeah, he was, they held him out. He was, exhausted, and you know he did take some good hits, and they had him out and let him come back at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and he was fine. He finished the game hard, ran hard. I mean, obviously his last touchdown run was a really good run, making a few guys miss in the secondary, and running hard. And then after the game, he was completely normal, fine, talking to everybody, and he felt good. So yeah, I think it was one of those things where he took a couple good hits and was exhausted going both ways. And once he was able to catch his breath and be out of the game for a while, I think they saw that he was fine. I mean, he was adamant the whole third quarter. You know, I think he was over there on the sideline. I think it was driving him crazy. He wasn't in there.
Well, kind of contrast, I guess, the second quarter for Rock Ridge defensively to the third quarter, because I think the big swing in that game, even though you talk about the wild finish in the fourth quarter, I still think probably the difference for you last night was the third quarter when you're able to shut them out for that 12 minutes. And that was a 33-14 game, I think, at halftime, and they score on a little razzle-dazzle to head into the locker room, even with bigger lead and bigger momentum. But then, you know, you come out in the third quarter, and as I mentioned, you're able to, you know, put a zero on the board defensively. What did you notice differently defensively for you in the third quarter that kind of kept you in that game?
Well, I thought the defensive line did a good job, you know, up front. I'll throw their names out: Colin Schmidt and Logan Derricks at DNs, and Cameron Garisher and Robert Young at D tackles. We went into the game doing something a little different than we did last year against them. And like I said last night, I think sometimes as a coach, you can look too deep into things and watch film so long, you think you got to be cute and do some different things and different fronts against them and different technique. And, you know, it got back to doing some things we did last year against them and kind of mixing up some the way we do some forefront with those D linemen and some technique and some different movement. And then we got a little more aggressive with our outside backers, bringing some blitzes. We kind of were, last year we were a blitz heavy team on the edge, and we've kind of, this season so far, we've been kind of sitting, and, you know, we got back to bringing some pressure again and kind of bringing some of the physicality instead of sitting back and letting things happen to us.
Well, you walk out of Fulton last night giving up 500 yards on the road, over 500 yards total offense, and you win. How about that? I mean, that's just, and then all the yards they racked up in the first half, and still that team. I mean, you got credit to kids and the coaching staff. You guys found a way to win despite all that.
I still don't have an answer. You know, that's the whole way home. It's just, man, it was unreal. And you're just, like I said at the beginning, you don't have an answer for it. You know, and as a coaching staff, going into halftime, you can't help but think that, man, we don't have any way to stop them. This is trouble. And, you know, your negative thoughts are creeping in your head, but you're so happy for the guys because, you know, like I said, you so many things have gone wrong, and it seems like such bad luck for them in the past couple. Even though we've had a good record, they have had some bad luck. And, you know, and then I'm just so happy that something went right for them, that they were able to just, you know, defensively dig in last night. And any team could have easily hung their head and, hey, you know, there's a kid that almost rushed for 300 yards in the first half alone.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, we hold them and do such a good job, you know, that you're just so happy for their attitudes and the digging deep. And I know the first couple of weeks, we've talked big about team and playing as a team. And we were able to say it last night after the game, that you're just so happy they stuck with each other and played together and didn't quit.
Well, you know, and the other thing I think about sports and coaching, that – To me is such a, you know, an interesting profession, because, you know, I look at Rock Ridge last night, you win the game, and I don't know what, like, max enjoyment that you get from winning, because I know in the back of your mind, well, we got to play Newman next Friday night, and I never think, like, you get the max enjoyment out of the wins, but you get the max agony out of the defeats, if you know what I mean. If you lose that game, how much of a hangover do you have, you know, heading into next week? Conversely, if you win, you know, the other end of the spectrum, I don't think you get the max enjoyment like you should, because it's the season. And I think that's kind of the unfortunate thing about the coaching profession, as you wake up this morning and say, all right, boys, we got to get ready for the number one team in the state in 2A. And I don't know. I mean, that's the thing where you should be able to enjoy it a little bit more, I think. But I know there's the task at hand of Newman next week, and that's why the coaching profession, I guess I appreciate that so much, that, you know, that you guys have to deal with that type of stuff, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You got to fight so hard to enjoy the little things, and a lot of guys don't, and I think it gets them burnt out sometimes. You know, that's what I tried to tell the guys last night. I tried to keep the huddle quick after the game and say, that is an unbelievable job sticking together. And we talked about teamwork, and I told them, go enjoy it with your fans and your friends. Just let's break and let's get out of here. You know, I just wanted them to be able to enjoy it, because you're right. I mean, we have the bus ride home to enjoy it as coaches, and then you come home and you kind of wind down a little while and you go to bed. And then, you know, here after I get done with the interview, I'm probably heading to school in an hour, and I've got, as soon as our film exchange gets done online, I'll probably be there for three or so hours watching Newman and putting together stuff on paper. And, you know, so Saturday morning right away, it's Newman. So, you're happy for the guys. And last night was just such an emotional roller coaster, and you're jumping up and down like a little kid at the end of the game. So happy for the guys and excited. And you're right, less than whatever it is, 12 hours later, yeah, less than 12 hours, I'll be back doing film work.
All right, and the bonus question I'm asking today, and by the way, I got a lot of reaction last week from our discussion topic about, you know, the future of youth in tackle football. I don't know if you saw this earlier in the week, or I think it was last week, the IHSA Board of Directors says the board heard a presentation from Illini Cloud on sports e-gaming and the involvement of high school students in this activity. The IHSA will begin officially tracking high school sports with e-sports programs via its emerging sport activity tracker. So we're talking about maybe a state tournament series in video gaming. Now, I don't have a problem with it, but if people are concerned about participation numbers now, man, what about a state tournament series in video gaming, Coach Sam Graves? What do you think about that?
Oh, I tell you what, I don't know what's going on with the world, but I'm one of those guys, that old school guys, that, you know, you almost feel like, you know, I guess if it gets more involvement from, because, you know, and this doesn't, I'm not saying this to be mean or rude, but maybe it gets involvement from kids that wouldn't be playing sports, you know. But that's I don't think that's a big deal, and it sounds fine. But, you know, it's crazy how electronics and internet and stuff like that just totally runs our lives now, and it's kind of filtering over to that, where it's got to be involved even in school and extracurriculars now.
All right, well, we'll let you get to work, Coach, with Sterling Newman. Nice going last night. What a thriller as the Rockets prevail on the road. Have a good week of practice. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
Thank you.
All right, Sam Graves and the Rockets, man, what a comeback last night. They went up at Fulton, beat the fourth-ranked team in 1A by a final of 40-39. We'll have more on the WMJ Sports Line in a moment.